You're with Paul Macon on FabFM, and every Monday at this time we talk to our Mayor of the Douglas Shire, Julia Loy. Julia, welcome to the program and g'day.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Paul?
I couldn't be better. Thank you very much for asking. It's been a wonderful week and lots of things happening at the council. And during the week, we'll kick it off with council embarking on a very bold mission to muster support from other councils and immediately stop the Queensland government from backing the proposed Adani Carmichael coal mine project. This is a big one for council. Why have you decided to spearhead this?
Look, this actually comes on the back of a policy that was unanimously supported by all councils. It was a mayoral minute that I proposed last September. And so we have already got a position on the Adani coal mine. We don't support it. And a few weeks after that, we had over 1,000 people attend a Save the Reef Coral Not Coal protest beach day down at Four Mile. Mm-hmm. What we've done during the week is we've decided unanimously to submit a motion to the annual conference of the Local Government Association of Queensland. That's a conference where we have all the mayors, many councillors, CEOs, a whole ton of people in the local government sector across Queensland. And we do have a lot of motions that people make decisions upon. And so we have already decided to submit this motion. To actually be able to submit a motion, you have to have a majority viewpoint at a council, and it has to have a council resolution to support that. So our particular motion is that the LGAQ make vigorous representations to the Queensland State Government, urging it to immediately cease any considerations to supporting financially or by any other means, and either directly or indirectly, the proposed Adani coal mine in the Galilee Basin. And specifically what we're very concerned about, of course, is our Great Barrier Reef. You know, and we all know, that 80% of our local economy is based on the Great Barrier Reef. Whilst the reef is starting to recover after two unprecedented back-to-back bleaching events due to hot weather, this has been exacerbated by climate change. If we want to save the reef, we have to stop climate change and go to renewable energy and phase out fossil fuels. And we believe that Australia and leaders at the local government level, at the state level, and the federal level as well, of course, need to set an example. And at the moment, we're looking like hypocrites by supporting the largest coal mine, the largest proposed coal mine, and will be significantly contributing to the current increase in greenhouse gases. So we think that it's certainly critical to send this message to stop putting greenhouse gases in the atmosphere if we want to save the Great Barrier Reef. Of course, there are other issues such as soil nutrient runoff and pesticide use, toxic pesticide use, and they will also inhibit the regeneration of the reef after bleaching events. We also believe in the government, the state government, we understand as recently as early June, this year, was considering covering the estimated $100 million upfront costs of the road access for Adani's mine. And also, furthermore, once operational, it will draw billions of litres of water from the Great Artesian Basin completely free of charge. Because, as the council understands it, the Queensland government has granted Adani unlimited water rights, water removal rights, for 60 years, plus approval for a floodwater harvesting 10 gigalitre dam. Mm. So these negative impacts of the mine are obvious, and that is exactly why we believe it's important enough to have our policy position reaffirmed following what we have already decided last September of last year, and that's why we're taking it to the Local Government Association of Queensland Conference later this year in October.
But Julia, should local government be involved in this? Shouldn't the state government really be leading the way with this?
Well, what these conferences do is actually, it's the motions that really we want and advocate on behalf of our communities directly to the state government. And so you will see a lot of them. They're all about the issues. We are technically a creature of the state. Local government in Queensland and across Australia exists by virtue of the state governments.
All right, we'll go off that one at the moment. We'll watch this space because I think it's super important. And there's certainly some worries, particularly, and also you didn't mention dredging. Dredging is also going to be a problem as well, don't you think?
Look, no, you're entirely right, yes. But certainly, I mean, from our perspective, in terms of our advocacy, we are directly affected. The reef is so important to Douglas Shire and very, very important to most of Queensland coast, of course. There's a large amount of communities that rely also on the reef for a significant amount of their income, tourism income.
Absolutely. All right, watch this space. Now, Julia, to more local matters, council will investigate the possibility of harvesting mature coconuts on council-controlled land. Is this a joke? I kind of looked at it and went, it's not April.
No, it's not a joke. Look, each year we have a coconut action plan, and that details a whole lot of aspects to how we manage coconuts. We have over 11,000 coconuts in the Douglas Shire and more than 8,500 palms on council-controlled land. We think this is a fantastic economic development opportunity. We know, for example, that coconut water is now a $300 million plus global industry.
Love it.
And world prices have more than doubled in the past 3 years.
Mm.
And what we want to do as part of our action plan for this year is investigate the possibility of harvesting mature coconuts on council-controlled land as part of our operational plan for this year.
Mm. So obviously you've spotted a market for this.
Well, what we're going to be doing is investigating whether it will be viable. We won't be going ahead with things unless we're, you know, certain that it will be viable. It's a way of actually, hopefully, having an additional revenue stream for council ratepayers.
Talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy, right here on Fab FM, as we do every Monday morning. Now, a vision to transform the Mossman Pool and Caravan Park into a multi-purpose sporting precinct, tourist site and wellness centre is in the pipeline for council.
Yes, we've got some great plans for our Mossman Pool and Caravan Park. I mean, it's a beautiful location in Mossman by the river, and it was originally a 1988 bicentennial project. So it's more than 30 years old now, and it's in dire need, really, of a substantial upgrade. And so what we're doing is we've got a master plan out there, we've got some ideas, and we want people to comment on those. Tell us, what do you like, what you don't like, what other things perhaps haven't been thought of. And so we'll be opening up consultation on August the 20th, and the deadline for any comment is September the 30th. So there's quite some time. And so we'll be also having staffing. We'll have some displays at various locations, including the Saturday markets in Mossman and also the Sunday markets in Port Douglas, so people can actually come and talk to staff and have a look at the draft plans at the moment. But some of the things that we've got there is a heated pool. We know a lot of people actually really want to swim during winter. We also know that we've got opportunities such as an indoor therapy pool, a children's outdoor jumping pillow. We want to make it a far more attractive place for families, for children, for older people as well. And so that's why we're embarking on this. And obviously, once the master plan is completed, then we'll have a much better opportunity to actually advocate for, a stage level of federal and state funding.
Terrific. Julia, also you're asking and inviting the public to have a say to help you get an idea of what people would like to see at George Davis Park at Foxton Avenue at Mossman.
Yes, it's another project that we really want to sort of revamp that park. Some years ago we did build an all abilities playground and many years ago a skate park. We've already allocated $150,000 in this year's budget to extend the skate bowl. What we want to do now is actually really invite people to let us know what other things they'd like to see in the park. You know, there's some wonderful parks and playgrounds all around the state. We know that a lot of people travel around. We're also, of course, looking at that at the same time. I've held a couple of meetings with young mums and their children. It's a popular place, but it could be a lot more popular, and we really want to spend some money on it, but we want people's ideas. And so there's a survey that people can fill out, And we know that we're getting some great feedback already, which is wonderful. And that closes this coming Friday.
So get on to the council website and you can put your own ideas for that. Julia, the Triple R bike race, which council sponsored, finished at Four Mile Beach yesterday. And I believe you handed out some medals.
Look, yeah, it was a stunning day yesterday at Four Mile. And it was a wonderful opportunity just to see, the finish of the race is at Four Mile. Council sponsors this race alongside some other organisations. And it was great because it was so beautiful and people really enjoyed being at Four Mile. And, I very much enjoyed the afternoon.
Now, coming up next Saturday, two important things, very important things, the Veterans Day at Mossman, and the Lone Pine Tree dedication at Cow Bay. That's next Saturday. Now, when we covered Anzac Day here on Fab FM, they told us about the Lone Pine Tree dedication. But first up, let's talk about the Veterans Day at Mossman, a very, very important day.
Look, it is a very important day, and I know that the Mossman RSL branch are inviting people to attend. I understand that it starts, I think, around 10:30 this coming Saturday. I will be going up to the Cow Bay commemoration, and which is, as you've already said, a dedication to the Lone Pine Tree, and that's actually descendant of the Lone Pine Tree at the War Memorial in Canberra. And so I very much commend people who've been working for some time to actually have this formal dedication. And it will also involve a commemoration of the Battle of Long Tan and the Kokoda Track as well. And that particular ceremony starts at 11 a.m. up at Cow Bay.
Yeah, well, on Anzac Day, I was talking to some of the guys from Cow Bay, and they were saying that, you know, there were so many people and volunteers made this happen. So it's, to Cow Bay, this is a very, very special thing.
Look, it is very special. I know they've been working on it for a long time, and council staff have assisted in terms of, making sure the area is ready for this very important dedication.
So everybody, don't forget Veterans Day at Mossman and the Lone Pine Tree dedication at Cow Bay next Saturday. Now, Julia, just to finish up, snorkelers on Quicksilver's Poseidon catamaran were provided with a bit of a thrill. A juvenile humpback whale decided to join the group. And I only mention this because it reminds us that this part of the world is really unique. And it takes us back to our first subject, of course, of looking after the Great Barrier Reef and looking after all the marine animals that we have. We should never, ever take it for granted.
Well, you're absolutely right. And certainly I know a lot of people have been enjoying all sorts of fantastic trips out to the reef in the last few weeks. And it's just a fabulous experience. And I suppose that's why at council we're so keen on making sure that, we are able to and do everything we can to protect our very precious environment. And that's exactly why we've, embarked a number of years ago, on Keep Paradise Free, Keep Paradise Plastic Free, exactly what we continue to do. Because one thing, of course, with marine animals is that they're very much impacted, unfortunately, when they ingest plastic. And there's some horrifying documentaries, actually, that, show the devastating effect of plastic on our marine life. Every day we're reading more and more about different companies that are deciding not to use plastic straws, all sorts of different initiatives. And that's happening in Douglas, it's happening in Far North Queensland, but it's happening throughout Australia. And, of course, the Queensland ban on single-use plastic bags, which is a great initiative, long overdue. Certainly other states have done it for years. But it's about just getting used to alternatives.
That's right. Get rid of this horrible plastic that ends up in our oceans. Julia, good luck to you today, Monday. Have a great day and have a great rest of the week.
And same to you, Paul. Thank you.